From Streamline Publishing, the Radio and Television Business Report, Radio Inc. and our friends at Hispanic Ad. Welcome to another great Hispanic radio podcast. I'm your host, Adam R. Jacobson, and these podcasts are designed to get you informed about the power of Hispanic radio and the potential for your operation if you are considering targeting the Hispanic radio listener with one or more of your radio stations. It is my pleasure to be introducing a veteran of Hispanic radio, one of my old friends, to the podcast, Jimmy Perez. He is today the Vice President of Affiliates and Programming for GLR Networks, which is a partnership with Spain's Grupo Prisa. You probably know them from El País and Los 40 Principales, which we'll be talking about a little bit later in this podcast. GLR Networks is managed in the United States by Gen Media Partners of New York. And with that, I welcome Jimmy. Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, Adam. What a pleasure to talk to you with your podcast, which is very important for our industry. And thanks again for having me and this opportunity to talk about GLR Networks and our radio industry.
Muchísimas gracias. Y estamos discutir algo en particular en español y me voy a traducir si hay una necesidad, por ejemplo. So I'm going to translate into English some things that we may be more comfortable discussing in Spanish, because there are four elements to GLR Networks that really kind of drive what it's doing in the United States, which is providing syndicated radio programming in four different arenas, if you will. One is noticias, or news, deportes, which is sports, música, and then, of course, entretenimiento, which is entertainment. We're going to start with news because informing the Hispanic radio listener and consumer here in the United States today is perhaps more vital than ever, with everything going on from immigration to the TLC, as they call it in Spanish, just everything involving Mexico, immigration from Latin America, life in the U.S. Informing the listener is certainly top of mind for many Hispanic radio stations. Let's talk a little bit about how GLR is looking to fulfill the needs of those stations through its news programming, Jimmy.
Aaron, let me tell you this. Our newscasts, we call Minuto 60, is a benchmark in news for many years, probably around 15, almost 20 years. This top of the hour newscast serving to our station, you know, every hour and the hour, it has a lot of exposure in terms of client. But the important thing is in how we run this service. We start 6 a.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern time, doing every hour and the hour, an updating service, talking about the political, talking about the news from Mexico, from the U.S., you know, and that's one of the top content right now.
When we think of Minuto 60, should the Anglo broadcaster be thinking along the lines of the CBS radio top of the hour news, perhaps something similar from AP Network News or Fox News? Is that what is really being offered to the Hispanic listener, and perhaps with a Hispanic focus when it comes to the news that's being offered, whether it's national or international?
Yes. The newscast is trying to cover all, you know, hot news, what happened in Mexico, what happened in the U.S., in Central America. It's a complete newscast service. As I mentioned before, it's a top of the hour news. We have a journalist in our studios producing every hour, updating the news for our station. We are probably, you know, have around 80 stations that current taking our service every hour and the hour.
So of the 80 affiliates that are currently taking the service, are many of them music stations? Are they more informativo in terms of the
There is a combination. There is a combination of a music station and some news and variety format. Most FM stations are including our service because they recognize that, you know, that's important to keep informed to our community. And that's what I noticed, you know, this kind of switch to more FM station carrying our service.
And with the early September transition of the Mexican government to AMLO, who is Andrés Manuel López Obrador, el nuevo presidente de México, Noticias y Información de México es muy importante aquí en los Estados Unidos. With the transition of power in Mexico, certainly there is a amplified focus on the news from Mexico for those of Mexican heritage in the U.S. So, Jimmy, talk a little bit about Hora México and what that delivers.
Hora México is a dedicated newscast covering, you know, and targeting all the Mexican news. We provide two services per date, 4 minutes each one, and it's more focused in the news from Mexico. Also has a lot of success with our affiliate. And again, it's a complete service for the Mexican audience, for our community here in the U.S., and I recommend it, absolutely.
And again, especially now, given the difficulties, if you will, between Mexico and the U.S. on a political level, having that tie for those in the U.S. that want to know what's going on back home is probably more important than ever. So it's interesting that GLR is offering that particular type of programming. Is that a daily newscast or is that a weekly roundup?
It's a daily service. As I mentioned before, it's a two per date, 4 minutes each one, and cover all the Mexican news. You know, has a lot of news from each state with Mexico. Mm-hmm. And is available for our station. Back a little bit about Minuto 60. We are working in a new project. This will be a primicia for you, Aaron. We're working.
Exclusivo. We go.
Estamos trabajando en la posibilidad de ofrecer a las estaciones afiliadas y emisoras que quieran incorporarse a GLR un servicio de noticias locales también, dándole.
How about that, folks? That's an announcement about local news.
Yes.
Here's a possibility that GLR could really make a difference for your
absolutely,
radio station.
Absolutely,
We'll have further information on that coming, I'm sure.
Yes, very soon.
Okay. Well, let's shift gears a little bit in this podcast where we're speaking with Jimmy Perez from GLR Networks to talk a little bit about football. I recently got a crash course in Liga MX, which is the first division Mexican soccer league. Nuevo León is a big, big player in first division soccer in Mexico. Their attendance is through the roof, but it's also going to be a great year for Cruz Azul, which is one of the big clubs in Mexico City, along with Club America, Pumas. What can you tell us in terms of what you're doing with Football Mexicano and airing the actual games here in the U.S.?
Sure. We cover the Mexican Soccer League. We run every weekend a couple of games direct from Mexico, follow two of the top teams, Pachuca and León, live from the stadium. Our host, Jorge Zambrano, Dr. C, is the host. He do the play-by-play from the stadiums. And also we have a different kind of sort of like a vignette, short format content for the station, which cover all the Mexican soccer. We call Contragolpe radio show is 1 hour. We're on live Monday through Friday. And also we have Football Mexicano al Día is a short form of vignette. And that's our complete package for the Mexican League.
We hear a lot about the World Cup when it comes to Spanish language soccer coverage. We don't hear so much about the actual games. What sort of response are you getting from your affiliates in terms of being able to actually offer this in audio on a radio station in the U.S.?
You know, los fans del fútbol siempre van a buscar en la radio escuchar sus juegos. Eso creo que es siempre una costumbre del soccer fan. Y nosotros, cuando generamos los partidos de la liga, tratamos de hacerlo de la mejor manera, sobre todo desde los estadios. Y yo creo que eso es un plus para nuestras transmisiones y para el seguidor del fútbol. También hemos incorporado como parte de nuestro paquete de soccer una propiedad que es exclusiva, la Liga Premier, una de las mejores ligas del mundo. Generamos dos juegos a la semana, sábados y domingo, con una liga que es fantástica, con grandes jugadores, y lo más importante, una propiedad que es exclusiva de GLR Networks, ¿no?
So it's an exclusive property to GLR, but it also sends the message to the radio station that fans are so fervent, they will seek out the content, and having that content on radio is just as important as having it on TV. Much like a Super Bowl, much like the MLB Game of the Week, this is the power of the Hispanic soccer fan still to this day in the United States. So thanks, Jimmy, for that explanation in Spanish. Before we run out of time, we certainly want to talk about some of the music and entertainment programming. In the United States, this is the home for the globally recognized Los 40 Principales brand, which started in Spain and then grew from Spain across Latin America. You can find it on 101.7 FM in Mexico City, for example. And here we have two interesting versions of the 40 Principales brand that is being offered to radio in the United States. One is a pop CHR countdown, if you will, and I know that you're doing some other things with that brand in addition to the regional Mexican offerings that you're doing. So let's kind of talk a little bit about the music offerings and one particular show that I'll get to in a minute, but just kind of give us an overview of how you're helping stations on the music side, not just on the spoken word side.
Sure. You talk about 40 Principales. You know, 40 is a brand which is a proven content in different countries. You said, you mentioned Spain, you mentioned Mexico, Argentina, Chile, Ecuador, Panama. There is a fantastic format. It's a 24/7 format in those countries, but here in the US, we compact like at a two-hour show countdown for the weekend, emphasized in a CHR pop music. It's a great opportunity for music FM station with this huge brand, 40 Principales, as you mentioned, no?
I say yes, ¿por qué no? Porque los 40 es algo tan mejor en todo el mundo. Una marca sin una necesidad para explicar.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's a huge brand. And also, this came from our partners in Mexico, Prisa, Grupo Prisa. Yes. They do for many years, you know, in all these different countries with a lot of success. And we are trying to integrate to the U.S. market, but I think it's the right time to, you know, to push more 40 Principales in the U.S. We are doing that, you know.
And estoy de acuerdo con eso.
Fantastic, this fantastic opportunity.
I totally agree with you.
I think it's a, you know, great opportunity for music station. And not exactly, you know, for real Mexican or CHR. It's music. It's, you know, fácilmente puede acomodarse a cualquier formato for your weekend program.
Grupero is a type of music that you certainly hear across Mexico City, I can tell you that. So let's talk a little bit very quickly in the last few minutes here about Flash Grupero. You also have a program called El Elevador. I'm not really sure what that is. And lastly, De Paisano a Paisano, which is something that has been airing for years, which I think has a very, very strong selling point, at least today, again, given the environment between the U.S. and Mexico.
Sure. As you know, ad and real Mexican format is the number one format in the U.S. And here in GLR, we try to cover with our different show for the weekend, with vignette, short format content, and a specific talk about the Paisano Paisano. It's a great show for the weekend, 2 hours, with combined people from U.S. and Mexico. You know, it's a fantastic show for the weekend, and also Flash Grupero, El Elevador. Those are more music program emphasizing in a regional Mexican format.
Lastly, there is a focus on entertainment, and you have in your stable Miss Ana Maria Canseco. If the name is familiar to some of you listening to the podcast, it is because she became famous as a part of the Despierta America morning show on Univision for many years.
Yes.
Now she is with GLR for a show called Échate Pa'cá. What exactly is that? Explain.
Sure.
Explain in the best way possible what exactly she's doing for you guys.
TV and radio personality. She has a lot of fans. She has a lot of commitment with the audience, engagement with the audience. We run it's a 1 hour show Monday through Friday. We have a package of some short formats, some vignette. Also, we have 2 hours for the weekend. But in general, Echa de Pacá is a gossip show with a lot of humor, interviews, in a way that only Maria Canseco can deliver it. It's a fantastic show for our stations. They are happy, and we are adding more station with Ana Maria in her show, Échate Pa'cá. And also, it's a combination of a great talent and content in terms of the audience and client. I think it's a win-to-win situation because the station can have a great talent, great personality as Ana Maria, and also combined with a great content.
And just again, before we wrap up, if you could talk a little bit about the content in particular, what would we be discussing as of like September of 2018? Are we talking things like Burt Reynolds passing away, or is that not exactly relevant to this audience? Would we be discussing more like the resurrection of the career of Veronica Castro, for example?
Yeah, well,
Casa de las Flores is huge. So
yes.
Again, there's obviously that balance of what to discuss.
You know, we try to combine, you know, the news from the big artists in Mexico, the music from Mexico, but also try to talk about, you know, social media, trending topic in the U.S., that kind of content. I think our mix, our combination is perfect for this moment and for you know, and adapt easy to any kind of programming. We try to combine, you know. Before we go, Adam, I would like to mention about our new show, Súbeme la Radio, with Jorge Bernal, another huge TV and radio personality. We started probably 3 months ago with a lot of success. Súbeme la Radio with Jorge Bernal. We run 2 hours Monday through Friday. We have vignette, and we have a Sunday or weekend show. And Jorge is an example. It's a combination of gossip, social media, trending topic. We try to integrate all those elements to our content.
Excellent. Well, on that note, we're going to conclude the podcast, and I want to thank Jimmy Perez, who's been our guest, gracious guest, in Ingles en Español today. Again, Jimmy is the Vice President of Affiliates and Programming for GLR Networks, and if you'd like to learn more about GLR Networks, we invite you to email Jimmy at jperez, that is J-P-E-R-E-Z, at glrnetworks.com. He's based in Miami. I'm based in Boca Raton. And with that, I want to thank you again for being such a great audience. Thank you, Jimmy, for your participation.
Thank you, Alan. I appreciate your time.
And this is Copyright 2018 Streamline Publishing. All rights reserved. Have a great day.